St. Fillian's Magazine, December 2025. Dear friends, most of the people reading this magazine will be pretty familiar with the events of the first Christmas. People will know the familiar story of Mary and Joseph making their way to register in Bethlehem for the Roman census. They will know of how angels appeared to Mary and to the shepherds after the birth of Jesus. They will know too of the Magi, or the wise men, travelling from the east, following the star until it stopped over a dilapidated stable in Bethlehem, an unlikely birthplace for the king born to be the saviour of the world. If there is a character or characters that somehow capture the prevailing mood or spirit in our society at this time, I think it might be the Magi. There is something that seems to resonate with the appetite many seem to have at this time for a spiritual search in their lives. There seems to be a hunger for spiritual things, and rather strange and wonderful things seem to be happening to reflect this. It's sometimes documented in the media as a quiet revolution. Many young people, men in particular, are turning up at churches searching for purpose, for meaning, and for some sort of faith perspective. The very demographic that most people would associate with the rejection of faith and having a deeply sceptical or atheistic worldview are apparently coming back to churches. They are drawn by the beauty, the mystery, the hope of new life after death. They are curious about the idea that God, the creator of the world, has revealed himself to us through his Son, Jesus Christ, and how through his Holy Spirit he is with us now. These are events we anticipate during the season of Advent and celebrate during the season of Christmas. I love the openness of the Magi, who embody and embrace this search for meaning and purpose. One of the key features of this modern day quiet revolution is the powerful impact of personal invitations. You could be a key agent in someone from your household or a friend or work colleague coming to faith in Jesus Christ. It can be as simple as inviting someone to a church service or event where somehow their eyes are open and their hearts are more receptive to receiving the gift of faith. There are all sorts of things happening in the next month or so. Christingle services, Advent and Christmas carol services, Advent services. There will be celebrations at our organisations, and there will hopefully be invitations to the curious, to the modern day seekers who, just like the Magi, are prepared to invest in a spiritual search in their lives. My prayer is that we will be brave enough to invite people along and maybe in our own quiet way be something of a signpost to the person of Jesus who is at the heart of all our celebrations. Maybe you could be part of distributing this gift that cannot be measured in monetary value, but which has offered hope and meaning and purpose to millions over the centuries. If you're thinking of inviting friends or family members, can I encourage you to pray for them, that they might be open and that this might be one of the key moments in many people's spiritual journeys. Looking forward to seeing many people who will be returning home over the coming weeks, and may your hearts and homes be filled with the presence of Jesus. I'm conscious too of how this time of year can be difficult for all sorts of reasons, especially for those who have lost loved ones and who feel that loss very acutely in this season. If you know people in that situation, can I encourage you to reach out and ensure that they know they are not forgotten and that your support and prayers are with them? With every good wish, Jonathan Pierce, Rector. Telephone 02890793822. Prayer meetings by Zoom. Our parish prayer meetings by Zoom will not take place during the month of December. Creche. During the 11 a.m. service, there is a creche available for younger children who are not yet old enough for Sunday school. Feel free to bring your children to the Houston Hall before or during the service. From the registers, Christian Burial. 30th of October, Glen, Houston. 7th of November, Phyllis Harrison. 11th of November, Anne Bunting. 19th of November, Sandra Finlay. Season of Advent. In the busyness of December, why not take a quiet half hour for some spiritual preparation for Christmas at 7:30 on the first three Thursdays in December. Thursday the 4th of December, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Taizé service. Thursday, the 11th of December, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Thursday, the 18th of December, God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. Wednesday morning, communion and prayers for the sick. The Wednesday morning communion service with prayers for the sick takes place on Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. Everyone is very welcome to join us for the service and also for tea, coffee, scones and friendship afterwards in the sexton's room. Please note that the last service for this year will take place on the 17th of December. Services will then resume on the 7th of January. St Finian's Toddlers. The St Finian's Toddlers group will be meeting on Monday the 8th of December at 10 a.m. for a Christmas party with a special guest. This will be our last meeting of 2025 and we look forward to meeting again on Monday the 12th of January 2026. Church of Ireland Gazette 2026. The subscriptions for the Church of Ireland Gazette are due for renewal. The cost for 2026 has remained the same as last year, £47.50. If you wish to receive the Gazette next year, please contact Linda in the church office. Contact details can be found on the back of the magazine. Please advise by Tuesday the 6th of January 2026. Mission Box Contributions. If you would like your Mission Box contributions to be included in the 2025 distribution to charities, please leave your box at the back of the church by Sunday the 7th of December. Brian Lavery, Honorary Treasurer. Youth Group. This month, Youth Group will only meet once on Sunday the 21st of December at 11 a.m. in the coffee bar for a Christmas party. There will be no meeting on the 28th of December. Divine Healing Ministry Service. There will be no Divine Healing Ministry Service held in December. Services will resume again in the new year. Norman Slater. Flower Donation Rota for December. The 7th, Mrs. C. Bell. The 14th, Mrs. L. Campbell. The 21st, Christmas Flowers. 28th, Christmas Flowers Day. The BB Anchor Boys will be taking a break over Christmas as follows. December 2025, Monday the 15th of December, Company and Junior Sections finish for Christmas. Tuesday the 16th of December, Anchor Boys finish for Christmas. January 2026, Monday the 5th of January, Company and Junior Sections return. Tuesday the 6th of January, Anchor Boys return. Sunday School Break. Sunday School will not be meeting on Sunday the 28th of December, but will resume the following week, the 4th of January, as normal. Happy Christmas to all our children and their families. Prayer Warrior. Do you have a concern or problem and would like someone to pray for you? If so, contact Robin by text or email. He will be willing to help. Your contact will be completely confidential and no details will be passed on to anyone else unless you want them to. Mobile 07513 947504. Email robsmill24@gmail.com. Mother's Union. Hello everyone. Here comes Christmas again. Many people have said to me, and I'm sure to you too, how quickly this year has seemed to have flown. I've said to family and friends not to go mad buying expensive things that we don't need or have storage space for, children excepted. Just keep it simple and everything else will find its proper place. As we enter Advent, the time for preparing and waiting to celebrate the first Christmas and look at his return for the second time, hopefully, we can take a breather, hit the pause button on all our hurry so that we can start our Advent pilgrimage journey by ourselves. E.g. BRF have some great resources and with others and notices to follow. A few years ago, a friend was in Marks & Spencer's food hall in Belfast City Centre near Christmas. He came across two women having a row. Both had full trolleys, but one had four or five Christmas puddings and they were the last off the shelves. One accused the other of being greedy and tried to take one pudding from the trolley. Is that what Christmas has been reduced to? It's nearly time for me to read Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol novella again. Scrooge's mean view of Christmas is in sharp contrast to his nephew Fred's perspective. I have always thought of Christmas time when it has come around, apart from the veneration due to its sacred name and origin, if anything belonging to it can be apart from that, as a good time, a kind, forgiving, charitable, pleasant time, the only time I know of in the long calendar of the year when men and women seem by one consent to open their shut-up hearts freely. Liz, myself and the rest of the committee, Belinda, Heather, Helen, Julie and Karen, wish you all a happy Christmas and a peaceful new year. The wave of prayer for December 2025 is coming shortly. Diocesan Advent Carol Service, Monday the 1st of December 2025 at St Dorothea's Gilnahirk at 7:30 p.m. Advent Service, St Finian's, Thursday the 4th of December 2025, 7:30 p.m. followed by supper and carol singing with the choir in the Houston Hall. New Year Devotional Branch Meeting, Saturday the 3rd of January 2026, 10:30 a.m. Houston Hall, Speaker TBC. Anyone who would like a lift to St Dorothea's, please contact me, Liz, or any members of the committee. Angela Harvey, Secretary, Mobile 07596075081. Liz Walker, Branch Leader, Mobile 07774617549. Mother's Union Midday Wave of Prayer, December 2025. 1st to the 2nd of December, Pumalanga in South Africa, Central Buganda in Uganda, Zonkwa in Nigeria, Bo in Sierra Leone, Newcastle in England and Barakpur in India. 3rd to the 5th of December, Aikot in South Sudan, Southwest Tanganyika in Tanzania, Aba and Aralesi Odo in Nigeria, Coventry in England and Cuttack in India. 7th to the 9th of December, Namibia, Mount Kenya, South in Kenya, Northern Aizon and Juba, North in Nigeria and Durham in England. 10th to the 12th of December, Lusaka in Zambia, Shawangi in Rwanda, Sokoto Inika in Nigeria, Ely in England and Karim Nagar in India. 14th to the 16th of December, Fianarantsoa in Madagascar, Central Tanganyika in Tanzania, Calabar and Igmonmina in Nigeria, Derry and Rafo in All Ireland, and Banks and Torres in Vanuatu. 17th to the 19th of December, Lui in South Sudan, Embu in Kenya, Orlu and Awori in Nigeria, The Murray in Australia, and Medak in India. 21st to the 23rd of December, Archbishops, Bishops and all clergy in the Anglican Communion. 24th to the 26th of December, refugees, internally displaced families and those living in a climate of fear. 28th to the 30th of December, all involved with the responsibility of caring for and supporting family life. 31st of December, Mothers Union Worldwide. Services for December. Sunday the 7th of December, the second Sunday of Advent, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Connect Service in the Houston Hall, 7 p.m. Communion. Sunday the 14th of December, the third Sunday of Advent, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Christingle Service, 7 p.m. Compline. Sunday the 21st of December, the fourth Sunday of Advent, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer, Youth Group and Coffee Bar, 7 p.m. The Service of Nine Lessons and Carols. Wednesday the 24th of December, Christmas Eve, 11 p.m. The First Communion of Christmas. Thursday the 25th of December, Christmas Day, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 10:15, a family celebration of Christmas. Sunday the 28th of December, the first Sunday of Christmas, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. a celebration of our favourite Christmas carols, and 7 p.m. evening prayer. Craiga Crafters. The Crafters had a busy month in November. Shoe boxes were completed. 300 more poppies were added to our poppy display. There was an article film for the Church of Ireland. This was to highlight how the funding from the Mind Matters Initiative post-COVID has created a group where over 40 people come each week to enjoy craft and chat. We are now making Christmas decorations. We will finish with the party on Tuesday the 16th of December and will restart on Tuesday the 6th of January. Janet Johnson, 07711885203. General maintenance. The church premises require regular maintenance to keep them in good order, so it is an advantage to have a regular schedule for works both for buildings and grounds. This gives people an opportunity to volunteer a few hours each month to assist in the upkeep of our estate. Accordingly, the last Saturday of each month is designated as a work morning, duration from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for anyone who might be available. Work would include general light duties, tidying up in the halls in church and optional pruning, spraying, brushing, etc. The next date is Saturday the 27th of December. See you then. Jim Haughey, Glebe Warden. St Finian's History Project, 1932 to 2032. To celebrate 100 years of St Finian's, we would like to collect your stories of the people, events and changes in the parish to publish in future church magazines. Do you have photographs from over the years, old church magazines, any material for display purposes, information about church organisations, anything else that may be relevant? We are interested in your memories, particularly from older members of the congregation and people who have belonged to the parish since childhood. If you would like to write a paragraph or two of around 250 to 300 words, you can post this to Linda Campbell at the church office or email your story to stfinians100years@outlook.com. We would be grateful if any contributions could be submitted in Word document format for ease of editing. If you are aware of anyone who may need help writing their memories, we would be grateful for any assistance from friends and family. If you would like to become involved in the planning and gathering of material for this project, then please email stfinians100years@outlook.com or contact Linda with your name and details. Thanks to Robin Heatley for providing the 11th article in this history series, sharing his memories of the church and in particular, his knowledge of the bell and the organ. St Finian's History, Robin Heatley, The Bell and the Organ. My wife Louie and I have been parishioners in St Finian's since 1967. Over the years I have served in different roles, such as People's Church Warden, Rector's Church Warden, Vestry Member and Secretary to the Select Vestry. The best place to learn about events in the church was at the back in conversation with Jack Galway and Bertie Crawford. Some of the memories they shared might be a little apocryphal, but no doubt there is an element of truth. One tale was the fitting out of the church after it neared completion. The question was about seating in the church, and one suggestion that chairs were the answer was immediately dismissed by Canon Houston. It was pews or nothing because it had to be fitted out properly. As was evident at the time, money was a major consideration and the finance had to be acquired from somewhere. So he set out seeking sponsorship from local businessmen, but he met with little success. According to the story, one local tobacco firm said that they would give support, and on leaving after his visit, true to their word, gave Canon Houston a packet of cigarettes as he was leaving. Not to be outdone, he visited several city banks, but again with little success. It is said that faith can move mountains, and he took out a personal insurance policy and offered it as collateral. The bank he visited was allegedly in Albert Square, but in the 30s research shows that there were no banks there, but the Ulster Bank in Waring Street was the nearest and probably the one in question. The manager listened patiently to the story and said that with faith like that, there was no need to surrender the policy and he would provide sponsorship. Again, it is evident that despite doubt as to elements of the story, it is surely true that faith can, if not move mountains, achieve a lot. The Bell. The history of a place is fascinating, not necessarily by detail about practical things, but also the untold stories. For example, some time ago the bell stopped working because the belt on the electric motor broke. The bell was procured from a deconsecrated church in the Diocese of Tuam and transported to St Finian's by a local carrier called Wordies. A cheque for £50 was donated to Tuam for diocesan funds. The question arose of how to raise the bell some 30 plus feet into the tower and mount it on its trunnions or pivots. A team of volunteers was assembled and began the task of hoisting it to its mountings, a Herculean task that proved impossible, and Wordies was once again employed to winch the bell into place. There were some repercussions because of the powerless state of finances at that time, and the extra cost had not been identified. Job done, you might say, only the problem of tolling the bell had to be considered. It was suggested that the young lad who pumped the bellows for the existing organ should pull the rope to make the bell ring. A physical impossibility, and a second young member of the congregation was employed for the job. The story doesn't end there. The task was then modified by the installation of an electric motor, giving control to the rector. The result was a complaint from the organist about the bell clanging away above his head. In an effort to address the problem, an attempt was made to soundproof the bell chamber by using egg boxes fixed to the walls, etc., a unique experiment that was unsuccessful. The organ. The pipe organ is a marvellous instrument capable of a wide combination of sounds. The concept on which it is based dates back to the 3rd century BC, when a Greek engineer called Ctesippus of Alexandria discovered that a note could be produced by forcing compressed air through a pipe. He went on to develop an instrument called a hydrolus that became popular throughout the Roman Empire. The hydrolus was the predecessor of the modern pipe organ. In the absence of electromechanical devices, water was used to compress air for the music pipes. Since then, it has gone through many stages of development and still does to this day. The current organ was installed in 1959 by J.J. Binns of Sheffield at a cost of approximately £3,000. A replacement today would be an order of £225,000. One enhancement was the gift of an additional stop by Anna Galway in 1994. The organ went through a period of minimum maintenance and an overhaul was recommended at a cost of £8,000. The opinion of an expert musician was sought, but it was felt that there was nothing wrong with the organ and it was decided not to spend any money on it. The organ limped along until 2003, but playing presented a challenge for the organist. With internal wiring deteriorating, draw stops not making electrical contact, warped keys on the manuals and a number of pipes not working. After a thorough inspection, a complete overhaul was proved necessary and a six-month refurbishment programme at a cost of £43,000 was approved. The extensive work was carried out by Philip Prosser and Son, resulting in new keyboards and computer control of the draw stops, giving a faster response to signals from the console. The work was fully justified by the glorious sound the organ makes when Mark McGrath plays a voluntary at the close of service. Ladies Friendship Group. Hello ladies, as the fourth Wednesday in December is Christmas Eve, we will only be meeting once this month. On Wednesday the 10th, we are starting promptly at 2 p.m. as making Christmas floral table decorations will probably take 2 hours. Elna McDowell is bringing all the necessary materials, so Helen needs final numbers by the 20th of November, which I appreciate may have passed before you read this. For anyone not making a decoration, this will still be a pleasant afternoon. Elma will welcome any questions you may have about floral decorations or gardening. She will try to answer them as she chats to us. Helen, Caroline, Dorothy and I thank you all for your support this year and wish you a very Merry Christmas. Julie, 07814928398. Helen, 07907725571. Free Will Offering Envelopes 2026. The Free Will Offering Envelopes for 2026 will be set out at the back of the church from the beginning of December. Please take your envelopes and if possible, please deliver to any family members or friends. Many thanks for your cooperation. St Finian's Pilates. Pilates and general health, knee problems. It seems that most people I talk to these days have at some stage had some difficulties with their knees and often we just accept that it is a natural consequence of too many birthdays or the result of a trauma injury during sporting activities and we just have to grin and bear it. The knee is the largest joint in the body with a fairly wide range of movement in flexion and a limited amount of rotation and because it is weight-bearing and located at the end of two long levers, the femur and the tibia, and relatively unprotected by fat or muscle, it is very susceptible to injury. Having said this, the good news is that Pilates exercises can help to improve our knee health. As with ankle, hip and foot problems, you can't really isolate the knee joint, but have to take into account its relationship with the rest of the body. For example, muscle imbalances in the pelvis and legs will affect the knee and can result in common misalignments such as knock knees and bow legs. And if the muscles which insert into the knees are imbalanced, this can lead to maltracking of the kneecap. All Pilates exercises emphasize correct alignment of the legs and there are specific ones that help to keep the muscles supporting the knee strong and balanced in terms of relative strength and flexibility. The main stabilizing muscles of the knee are in the quadriceps, vastus medialis, and at the back of the knee, a popliteus, although it is important to strengthen the deep gluteals and avoid tight hamstrings. The following low impact exercises are recommended as part of a larger program: pelvic stability, the star, squats supported or freestanding, inner thigh adductor stretches, and hip flexor stretches. However, if you have a knee injury, and particularly after knee replacement surgery, you should consult a medical professional first, as some of the exercises may not be suitable and you should avoid compressing the knee and kneeling on all fours if it causes pain. I hope that I've provided a bit of food for thought, and until the next time, I would encourage everyone to take care and keep moving. We meet on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in the Houston Hall. Everyone is welcome, and a small donation of £3 per class is requested for church funds. If you want to find out more about Pilates, please contact me, John Waterworth, by phone 07941 368546, or email at jcwworth@yahoo.co.uk. Our last class before the Christmas holidays will be on Wednesday the 17th of December, and we will return in the new year on Wednesday the 7th of January 2026. Christians Against Poverty CAP Christmas Appeal. Christmas, a blessing or a curse? For many of our CAP clients, it is the most stressful time of the year due to the additional pressures put on their already tight budgets. While working with CAP, clients are not permitted to accumulate additional debt. So without careful money management during the year, Christmas is not an easy time. The Bank of England has issued a statement claiming that the average household spends an extra £700 in December. Not our clients. We therefore like to help them as much as we can through the festive season. With your help, this is possible. It would be great if you were able to provide men's and ladies' toiletry sets for the clients, or gift cards for local stores where the clients can purchase toys or clothes for their loved ones. Last year, the response from your church was amazing, with one mum moved to tears as she spent what little money she had on gifts for her children, while no one bought her anything. Your gift to her made her feel valued and Christmas that bit more manageable. She continues to work well with CAP, so we would really like to bless her and her family again this year and all the other CAP clients. Thank you for your generous hearts. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. So not only does generosity bless others, it brings delight and pleasure to God. James Miles, CAP Debt Centre Manager. If you would like to contribute to making a difference to a family this Christmas, the gifts can be left at the back of the church during November or with Heather Harmon. Donations by Sunday the 30th of November would be appreciated to assist with distribution. St George's Singers present J.S. Bach's Christmas Oratorio on Wednesday the 10th of December at 7:30 p.m. in St George's Church High Street. Seasonal refreshments following the concert. Tickets £25, students £15, available from choir members and at the door, or send email to contactstgeorges@gmail.com. Contact details, Rector, telephone 02890 793822, Curate, telephone 07594 890019, email ryan.stfinianscraiga@gmail.com. Church office hours, Tuesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m, Wednesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Telephone 02890 792793, email office.craiga@down.anglican.org. Magazine by email. Why not receive your magazine by email and help the environment by cutting down on the use of paper? If you would like to receive your magazine this way, contact Linda in the church office on Tuesdays and Wednesdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Telephone 028 9079 2793, or email office.craiga@down.anglican.org. Please send articles for inclusion in the January magazine to office.craiga@down.anglican.org, or telephone the parish office 02890 792793 by noon on Tuesday the 2nd of December. Don't forget to check out the church website, www.stfinians.org, or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/stfinians.